Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Nun Dalad. The Gemara brings a memra from Reb Katina, B'shah Shehoyu Yisrael Oilem Neregel, Megalim Lahem Es HaParoiches, Umar Lahem Es HaKruvim, Shehoyu Me'urim Ze B'zeh, The Gemara Behemshech has two mahalchim. When is this referring to? The Gemara is bothered by if it was during the first Beis HaMikdash, so there was no Pereiches. If it was during the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Kruvin. So in the first mahalach, the Gemara says it really was during the first Beis HaMikdash, and there was a Pereiches Debavi. What divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Amotraxin, a wall, but there was an opening in the wall to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that Pesach had a curtain blocking it that was called the Pereiches Debavi. And that was the Pereiches that was lifted up so that Klal Yisrael could see the Kruvim. In the second Mahalach, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, really this was referring to the Bayis Sheni, and even though there was no Aron and no Kruvim, there was a Kruvim Ditzurasa that was painted onto the wall, a Tzura of Kruvim during the Bayis Sheni. Now there are a number of important points which the Achronim discuss on this sugya. We'll start with the kasha of the Gvura Sari. He says, what does it mean that they were megala lahem apereiches? They rolled up the pereiches. He asks, how were the kainim allowed to go inside, into the heichal, to roll up the pereiches? It's a biarei konis. They're not going in to do any avodah. They're going in for the sole purpose to roll up the pereiches, which has no makar in the Torah. It was only an inyan to show Klal Yisrael the chiba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the heter for them to do that? Now the Gvura Sari asks his kasha only according to the Shita that this is referring to the Bayis Rishon. And that is because we'll see later on that the Gvura Sari is Mechadish, that according to the Man Amar that it's referring to the Bayis Sheni. And the Kruvim that we're talking about is the Kruvim Ditzurasa. These Kruvim were not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Most Achronim understand not like this, but this is the Chiddush of the Gvura Sari, which we'll see later on, that the Kruvim Ditzurasa were in the Heichal. But he asks, but if you hold that it's referring to the actual Kruvim, that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Kohen has to go into the Kodesh in order to reach the Pereiches to roll it up, and he's bothered by, what is the Heter to do this? There's a lav of Al Yoved B'Cholei Sela Kodesh to come into the Heichal B'Biyah Reikonis. Now the truth is, L'Chair, there would be a simple answer to this Kasha, that maybe Einach Hanami, the Kohen, did not go in specially to roll up the Pereiches, rather when he had to be inside the Heichal anyhow. For example, the Kohen who was made of the Neiris, or Madlik the Neiris, or the Kohen who was Makter the Ktiris in the Heichal, once he anyways was in the Heichal, so then he went to roll up the Pereiches for Klal Yisrael to see, but Einach Hanami, they did not go in specially for this purpose. However, the Gvura Sari himself is of the opinion that this also would be a problem. We saw the Gvura Sari earlier on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Over there he was asking Akasha, how could the Kohen Gadol put the Ktiris Lufnai Lufnim Bein Shnei Habadim? He was bothered by that there's no source in the Pasuk that the Ktiris has to be Dafka in front of the Aron. Anywhere in the Kodesh HaKadoshim would also be good. And therefore, how could the Kohen Gadol go any further into the Kodesh HaKadoshim than he had to? And he says, this is a problem of Marbe B'Psiyos. Even though the Kohen Gadol was allowed to go in, but taking more steps than he has to also is Osir. That's called Marbe B'Psiyos. And the Gvura Sari brought an example from the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about a Metzera who has to go into the Azara to do Smicha. So even though he's a Mechusar Kippurim, he's not allowed to come into the Azara, here the Torah would allow him to go inside to do Smicha. However, the Gemara says that if he's Marbe B'Psiyos, if he takes any steps more than necessary, then he's over in Isser. And the Gvura Sari proves from here that the same would be as far as the Lav of Al Yovei B'Chol Eisei La Kodesh, to come into the Heichal Bebiya Reikonis, or to come Lifnayu Lifnim, where there's a Chi of Misa, both of these the Gvura Sari understands that even if there's a Heter to come in, but if you're Marbe B'Psiyos, then you're over. You cannot take more steps than necessary. And therefore the Gvura Sari L'Shitasai asks over here in Ersugya, what would be the Heter for the Kohen to go in front of the Pereiches to roll it up? Even if he went in Beheter to do an Avodah, but when he finishes the Avodah, he has to go out. He cannot take steps further inside towards the Pereiches. This is the Shita of the Gvura Sari. However, the Brisker Rav, it's brought in the Kisvei Agriz in Menachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, he argues on this Gvura Sari. And he says, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Gimel is not a riot to Er Shaila. There we're referring to a different din. There's a din that a Mechusar Kippurim is usher to come into the Azara. And there it says that even if he has a Heter to come in, But the heter is only for what's necessary. If he has a heter to come in a little bit to do smicha on the Asher Metzairah, so if he goes in any further, then already he's over an iser. But when we talk about the din of Biyarei Konis, there the Torah says that there's a lav for a kohen to come into the Hazara if he's not doing an Avodah. If he came in to do an Avodah, that is b'chlal not a Biyarei Konis. And there's no makar to say that if he takes more psiyos than necessary, that there's any iser. Since he came in for the purpose of Avodah, this is b'chlal not a Biyarei Konis. The Mishnah Lamelech as well in Perek Gimel Bias Migdosh, the end of Halacha Yud Tes, he has an Arichos over there, but at the end he also says similar to this, he's not talking about Marbe B'Psiyos, he's talking about being Shoyeh, a kohen who came into the Azara, and after he finished the Avodah he did not leave, he stayed there more than necessary. And the Mishnah Lamelech says that there's no Isser for this. The Lav of Biyarei Konis is only if he came in unnecessarily. Once he came in beheter to do an Avodah, even if he'll stay there the whole day, he won't be over any Isser. And Kipshutai, the Mishnah Melech would say, even Marbe B'Psiyos, taking steps further inward, also would not have an Isser. Like the Mishnah Melech says, the Isser only is when the Bia itself was Isser. If the Bia itself was for no purpose, then he's over the Lav. And according to this Brisker Rav and the Mishnah Lamelech, then we have a teretz to the Kasha of the Gevura Sari. How was the Kain allowed to go to open the Pereches? L'chair, this is a Biyarei Konis. The teretz would be simply that he went inside to do an Avodah. And once he went in Beheter, then already there's no Isser to go roll up the Pereches after he finishes doing the Avodah. Now the Gemara asks a Kasha on this member of Rav Ketino, Mosav Rav Chizdov lo yavoyu lirois kevala es HaKodesh. When Klal Yisrael was traveling in the Midbar, and the Levim were the ones to carry the Klei HaKodesh, so the Pasuk says, B'shas Silak Masois, when it was time to travel onward, so first Aaron and his sons came, and they covered each Klei with its designated cover, and only afterwards did the Levim come to carry the Kelim. And the Pasuk says, V'levayu lirois kevala es HaKodesh v'meisu, meaning to say that the Levim should not come in until the Kelim are ready wrapped up. They should not see the kelim uncovered. And the Gemara understands from here that there's an Isser for someone to see the Arin uncovered. So how were they allowed to roll up the Pereches so that Klal Yisrael should see the Arin? On this, Rav Nachman answers, he says with a mashal that a kala, bizman shehi bebeis aviyah, she's tzanua. After she already goes to Beis Chomeo, she's not as tzanua from her husband, and so too, once Klal Yisrael already reached the Beis HaMikdash, then they were not required to have the same level of tznius. And it would not be a problem for Klal Yisrael to see the Arin uncovered. So the Gemara's understanding that the Pasuk of Lo Yavayu Lirois Kevala Es HaKodesh is actually telling us that there's an Isser Re'iyah, an Isser for anyone to look at the Arin, and that was the reason why the Levium could not come in until it was covered, and for the same reason it would be Isser for anyone to see the Arin uncovered. Now the Chazon Ish over here in Yuma, Simen Kuf Chav Hei Sif Katan Tes, he says that it cannot possibly be that the Gemara's understanding the Pashto Dekra, the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, that there's an Isser Re'iyah to see the Arin uncovered. He says, if this was the Pashto Dekra, that there's a Lav to look at the Arin, then we could not possibly differentiate between different time periods and say Misvara, that this only applies to the Mishkan and not during the first Beis HaMikdash. And Behemshach, the Gemara says that during the second Beis HaMikdash, this Isser did come back. And Chaznish says, all this we cannot possibly say Misvara, if the simple understanding of the Pasuk is that there's a Lav to see the Arin uncovered. And furthermore, the Chaznish says that Kipshutai, this Pasuk of La Yuvayu Liris Kevala Asa Kodesh, is not only referring to the Arin. He says the Psukim over there are Mashma, that it's referring to all of the Kalim. The Torah describes how Aaron and his sons covered each Kli with its designated cover, and then afterwards it says La Yuvayu Liris Kevala Asa Kodesh, and therefore it will be going on all the Kalim. And therefore he says, if we're going to understand that there's an Isser to see the Arin, which is what Ares Sugya is referring to, but the same would apply to any one of the Kalim. And he brings a number of riots that there was no Isser, there was no problem for Klal Yisrael to see the Kalim uncovered, even during the second Beis HaMikdash, where this Isser does apply, like the Gemara's Mavur. Now the truth is, this last point, whether the Isser of Lo Yavayu Lirois Kevala Es HaKodesh is only referring to the Arin or all of the Kalim, this is a Machlokes in the Mefarshim Al HaTorah. Rashi's mavur that the Isser is on all of the Kalim. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Pei Aleph and Medbeis, is mavur like that as well. And the Ramban Al-Tayr, he quotes Rashi, and he says that the Unkelis is also mavur like Rashi. But the Ramban himself argues, as well as the Evan Ezra, the Ramban and the Evan Ezra have different ways how to teach the Pasuk exactly, but according to both of them, The pasuk is only referring to the Arayin and not the other kelim. But Al Kopanim, the Chaz Nish is saying that if you learn the psukim that it's referring to all of the kelim, then how could the Gemara possibly say that there's an iser for anyone to look at the Arayin if the same would apply to the other kelim? Then there are a number of rais that this is not true. There's no iser for Klal Yisrael to look at the kelim even during the second Beis Hamikdash. And therefore the Chaz Nish says that the Gemara does not mean to say that this is the Pashta Dikra. He quotes a Sifri, which according to the Girsa of the Gra, which the Chaz Nish says is the Iker Girsa, there's an Iser Lav and there's a Chiyav Misa as well for a Levi to do a job which the Kohen is supposed to do. Any Avodah which the Kohanim is supposed to do, a Levi is Chiyav Misa if he does it, and the Sifri learns it from this Pasuk. The Torah is telling us that the Levim should not try to do the job of the Kohanim, whether it's putting away the Kalim and their covering, which is supposed to be done by Aaron Ubanov, or any other Avodah as well, which is supposed to be done by a Kohanim, their Chayiv Misa. And the Chaz Nish says, this is what the Pashta Dikra, this is the simple understanding in the Psukim. And what our Gemara is saying, is that there's an additional drasha, from the fact that the Torah uses a Lashon of Re'iyah. V'lo yavayu lirois, Chazal understood from here that there's an Isser to see the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash when they're uncovered. It's not considered Meira, it's not befitting to see the Kalim uncovered. And therefore the Chaz Nish says, since it's not the Pashta Dikra, so Mostron HaKosav L'Chachamim, the Torah gave over to Chazal to be Koiveya, when is it not appropriate to see the Kalim uncovered? And therefore Agamar is Mechadish, that during the Bayis Rishon, when the relationship with Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was different, at that point this Isser did not apply. And during the Bayis Sheni, the Isser came back, because again, the relationship changed with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and once again it was considered a bizoyin to see the Kalim uncovered. This is the Shita of the Chaz Nish. Like we said, it's brought in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Chof Hei, also in the new set of Chaz Nish, Al Seder HaMesechta. So here in Yuma Daf Nun Dalid, they bring more of an Arichus from the Chaz Nish on this Inyan, Kisve Yad, from correspondence that the Chaz Nish had about the Sugyo, and this is how the Chaz Nish held. In the Chayah, we should point out that even without bringing this Sifri, who is Mechadish, that the Pasuk is telling us a din, that any time Levim do Avodas Koyanim, they're over alive and they're Chayiv Miso, but even without that, there are rayas that the Gemara does not mean to say that this is the Pashta Dikra. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shayush HaShlishi, he quotes the Bahag. The Bahag counts the love of Elo Yivoyu Liris Kevales HaKodesh in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam says that this should not be counted because it's not a mitzvah hanoig l'doiris. The Rambam understands that this lav only applied during Masois. While they were traveling, then the Torah gave a lav for the Levim to come carry the Kalim before the Kayhanim put them away in their covering. And the Rambam says that even though we find the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph, which makes a different drasha from this pasuk, the Mishnah over there in Sanhedrin is referring to the Averis which Kanoim Poigim Boy, one of them as we know is Boyal Aramis, and the Mishnah also says Hagoinev Es HaKasva. And the Gemara says, what is a Kasva? Kasva is the Klei Sharis. The Gemara says, how do we know that Goinev Es HaKasva is Kanoim Poigim Boy? The Gemara says it's hinted in the pasuk of V'lo Yuvayu Lirois Kivala Es HaKodesh Vamesu. Rashi explains the Loshon Bala is referring to Geneva. A Ganev is Boilea, he makes something disappear, he swallows it up. And Rashi himself says over there that this is not the Pashta Dikra. The Pashta Dikra is referring to the Bishas, the Masois, that the Levim cannot come to carry the Kalim until the Kahana put them away in their coverings. But still, the Gemara also says this Pasuk is Merames to Hagoinev Klei Shoreis, that he's also Chayev Miso, meaning Kanoim Poigim Boy. But Al-Koponim, the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he says, even though this would be something which would be Noeg L'Doreis, stealing the Klei Shoreis would not only be Negea during the Masois, it would always be Negea during the times of the Beis HaMikdash as well, but the Rambam says, since this is only an Asmachto, the Pashtas of the Pasuk is referring to something which is only Negea during the Masois, therefore this should not be counted in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Now the Ramban over there comes to defend the Bahag, and he says the Bahag counts it as one of the mitzvahs, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not only an asmachto, it's a din d'oraisa, from the fact that we say kanoim poigim boy, it obviously cannot be merely an asmachto. And therefore the Ramban concludes that this is something which is noeg l'dorais, and it should be counted. Now even according to the Ramban, the only reason this is counted as a mitzvah which is noeg l'dorais is because of the din of Hagoinev Klei Shoreis. Otherwise the Ramban would be maskim that it's not noeg l'dorais. Now in the Haggois of Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau on the Resag, it's in Chelik Beis, Loisa Sei Reish Yud Beis, he discusses at length this love of Lo Yavoyu Lirois Kevale Es HaKodesh, and he quotes the Rambam and the Ramban, and he asks that Lachira Ersig is Mavur, not like this. Ersig is Mavur, that even without the Gemara's Joshua in Sanhedrin Pei Aleph, this is something which is Noig L'Doyreis. And even though the Gemara says during the Beis Rishon there was no Isser of Lo Yavoyu Lirois Kevale Es HaKodesh, but nevertheless it came back during the Beis Sheni. And therefore, why should it not be counted as part of the Minyan HaMitzvahs? It was Negei L'Doyreis. And he has an Arichus on the Sugya, but Al Kaponim, it would seem from this Rambam and Ramban, we can conclude that the Gemara does not mean to say that this is Pashta Dekra. Pashta Dekra was only an Isser Bizman the Masois. This Isser to see the Orin, or perhaps all of the Kalim, this is only a Remez, and therefore it's not counted by Minyan HaMitzvahs. So Lachar, even if we don't say like the Chazanish who quoted the Sifri, that from here we learn an Isser for the Levim to do Avodas Koyanim, the Chazanish says that's what Pashta Dekra is, but even without this Sifri, even if you say the Pashta Dekra is an Isser Bizman the Masois, like the Rambam and the Ramban are Mashma, as well as Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph, but either way, Er Gemara would not mean that Midaraisa, this Isser includes seeing the Kalim. It's only a Remez, and therefore Chazal were able to be Koyvea, during which time periods it was considered a bizayin to see the Kalim, and which time periods it was not a problem. Now, as we mentioned, the Gemara has two mahalchim. When is this referring to that they were megala the pareiche so that Klai Yisrael could see the kruvim? In the first pshat, the Gemara says it was talking about Migdash Rishon, and the Gemara was bothered by, but there was no pareiches by the first base of Migdash. On that, the Gemara answers pareiches debavi. Now, the Gemara seems to be very difficult to understand. How was it that the Gemara was bothered that there was no pareiches by the Bayis Rishon? The Gemara earlier on the Amrit quotes the pasuk in Melachim. On one hand, the pasuk says Vayarichu Habadim VeYiro Rashi Habadim. On the other hand, the pasuk says Velo Yiro HaChutza. And the Gemara says Nirin VeEin Nirin. Hoketzar Doichkinu Bolten VeYoytzin BePareiches VeNirin Keshnei Dadi Isha Shenemar Tzror Hamar Doidili Bein Shada Yolin. The pasukim mean that the Roshei Habadim stuck out from the Pareiches. Now this obviously is referring to the Bayis Rishon, when there was an Oren with the Badim, and it says that there was a Pareiches. So the Tosfos Hashanim explains that which Pareiches is this referring to? It's referring to the Pareiches Debavi. So from this Pasuk in Melachim, it's already clear that there was a Pareiches by the Bayis Rishon. The Siach Yitzchak asks this Kashra, what is the Gemara bothered by at this point? Obviously, we see from the Pasuk in Melachim that there was a Pareiches Debavi by the Bayis Rishon. And he has a different pshat in our Gemara. He says what the Gemara was bothered by, when the Gemara says that Mi Havoi Pareiches, he says you have to be Geiris, Mi Havoi Pareiches, Beloshin Rabin. And he quotes from the Gemara, Defus Venetia, that in Rashi, Dibar Mascho, B'maya Skinon, the Gersa is, Hai Megalalem Lohem, HaPareiches, Umaral Lohem HaKruvim. The Gemara was bothered by how could we say during Bayis Rishon that you're Megalal the Pareiches. There was only one Pareiches in Bayis Rishon. In Bayis Sheni there was two. Instead of the Amatraxin there were two Pareiches. However, in the Bayis Rishon, where there was an Amatraxin, there was only one Pareiches Debavi. So what does it mean that they were Megalal the Pareiches? And when the Gemara answers, My Pareiches, Pareiches Debavi, the Gemara brings Rav Zeira Omarav. And from Rav Zeira Amarav you see that there was a Pareiches also by the Pischei Shal Heichol and by the Pischei Shal Ulam. And therefore the Gemara means to answer that the Loshen Pareiches, Loshen Rabim, is that they were Megalal not only the Pareiches, the Bavi of the Amatraxin, but also the Pareiches of the Heichol and the Pareiches of the Ulam as well, so that Klai Yisrael who were standing outside in the Azara, they would be able to see all the way through into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he says Rashi also is Mavur like this. Rashi Dibur Maschol de Bavi, Rashi stresses Shekeneged Apsochim Pesach Ulam VeHeichal Ubeis Kodshei HaKadoshim. That's what the Gemara means to answer, that Megal HaPareichos means all of these Pareichos which were blocking Klal Yisrael from seeing into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he quotes from the Meiri as well, which is Mashma, that this is the Shakel V'Tarya, and the Kasha the Gemara was bothered by that there was only one Pareiches, and the Teretz the Gemara was saying that it means also the Pareiches of the Heichal and the Ulam. Now in the Kuntres from the Biskarov on Yuma, page 38, he discusses at length the Yesoid Hadin of this Pareiches Debavi. And he proves that the Pareiches which they had in the second Beis HaMikdash, The two pareches, which were instead of the Amatraxin, which they divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaGadoshim, he says they were fundamentally different than this pareches to Bavi, which was in the Bayis Rishon. The purpose of the pareches in the Bayis Sheni, that was to serve as a mechitza between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaGadoshim. The Pasuk says that there has to be something which is mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Mishkan it was a Pareches. In the first place of Migdash it was the Amatraxin. And in the second place of Migdash, the two Pareches, they serve this purpose of being mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, in Bayis Rishon, the Brisker Rav says, the Amatraxin served this purpose. This was the Mechitza to be mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And really you did not need the Pareches to Bavi at all. Even though the Amatraxin had a Pesach for the Kohen Gadol to get Lufnai Lufnim, but that Pesach would not take away the Shein Mechitza from the Amatraxin. There would still be considered a divider between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, despite the fact that there's an opening to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the only reason they needed the Pareches, the Brisker Rav says, was the same reason they had a Pareches to the Heichal, and the Pareches to the Ulam. That was to serve the purpose of Tzniyusa Ba'alma. He quotes the Rashi in Ksubas Daf Kuv Vav, which says clearly like this, that these pareches were not needed as mechitas, as dividers, rather they were for the purpose of tznius. And the pareches de Bavi as well, the Brisker Rav says, was not needed as a mechita to be mavdil, it was for the purpose of tznius. And one of the rais he brings is from the member of Rav Zeira Marav, which Agamar brings. Agamar is trying to prove that there was a pareches de Bavi in the first place of Mikdash, when there was an Amatraxin, but there was a Pareches to cover the Pesach. And the Gemara brings the member of Rav Zeira Marav, who talks about the 13 Pareches. Now these 13 Pareches were clearly talking about during the Bayis Sheni, because it says Shtayim B'Dvir. Those are the Pareches that were instead of the Amatraxin. However, the Gemara is proving the same way during Bayis Sheni, we had all these Pareches. So Bayis Rishon as well, we also had a Pareches in all of these places. Rashi points this out as well in Dibur Maslo Shleishos Hayu Pareches. Rashi says, "V'kihechi de b'migdash sheni hayu pareches keneged apsachim hachanami b'migdash rishon." Now the Brisker Rav says, from the fact that we're proving that during Bayis Rishon there was a pareches de bavi to block the Pesach in the Amatraxin, and we're proving that from all these pareches which were during the Bayis Sheni, then the Brisker Rav says clearly the Gemara means to prove that there was a pareches for the purpose of tznius. Just like there was a pareches by the Pesach of the Heichal and the Pesach of the Ulam and all the pareches by the Sha'arim of the Azara, so too there was a pareches to block the Pesach of the Amatraxin. So the Gemara is trying to show that just like there was a pareches for the purpose of Tznius, for the Heichal and for the Ulam, so too there was a pareches for a purpose of Tznius to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Brisker Rav says the fact that the pareches of the Bayis Rishon, the pareches de Bavi, was Choluk B'Yesoida from the Pareches that divided between the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Bayis Sheni, he says there's enough Kamina Ladino, like the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuv Vav Omer Aleph is Mavur. The Gemara says that the Noshim, the women who weave the Pareches, how were they paid? Where did the money come from? And the Gemara is Mechalek between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. By the Bayis Sheni, the Pareches were paid for from the money of the Bedek HaBayis. Like Rashi explains over there, since the purpose of the Pareches was to replace the Amatraxin, which was part of the Binyan, it was part of the Mechitzas, which were necessary, therefore the money came from the Bedek HaBayis. Mashenke, in the Pareches, the Bavi of the first Beis HaMikdash, that did not serve the purpose of a Mechitza, it was not part of the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Gemara says that it was paid for from the Trumas HaLishka, and not from the Bedek HaBayis. This is the Yesod of the Brisker Rav. However, he quotes a Rambam in Perek Daud, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Beis, which is mashmar now like this. The Rambam over there says that in the Bayis Rishon, Lehoys Hashem Ela Pareches Achas Belvad, Shenemar V'Hivdila HaPareches Lochem. The Rambam quotes this Pasuk, that the Pareches has to be mavdol between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to tell us why there was a Pareches in the Bayis Rishon. Lechayr, the Bayis Rishon had an Amatraxin, and the purpose of the Pareches de Bavi was not to be mavdol. The Rambam is clearly saying now like this, he's saying that the purpose of the Pareches, the Bavi, was also to be mavdol between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore the Brisker Rav asks Akasha on the Rambam, if Ergamar is trying to prove that the Bayis Rishon had a Pareches, the Bavi, how can we prove that from Rav Zeira Marav, who told us that all these Psochim had a Pareches for the purpose of Tznius? How is that a raya that the Bayis Rishon also needed a Pareches, if the purpose of the Pareches in Bayis Rishon was to be mavdil? Maybe you don't need a Pareches to be mavdil. Maybe the Amatraxin is enough. What do we see from Rav Zeira Amarav, who was talking about Paroiches, which their purpose was for Tznius and not to be Mavdil? This is the Kasha of the Biskarov, and he's Madchik to try to answer the Shita of the Rambam. However, if you learn the Sugya the way we said from the Siach Yitzchok, the Chayr, this Kasha is not Shreya at all. The Siach Yitzchok understood that we're not trying to prove that there was a Paroiches between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That we know already from the Gemara earlier, from the fact that the Badim were Biltim, they protruded into the Paroiches. We know already that there was a Paroiches, the Bavi, by the Amatraxin. And the Gemara was just bothered by, what are the Paroiches? What are the few Paroiches that had to be rolled up in order to see inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And that the Gemara brought from Rav Zeira Amarav, that the Pesach of the Ulam and the Pesach of the Heichal, they also had a Paroiches which had to be rolled up. But the Gemara never meant to prove from Rav Zeira Amarav that there was a Paroiches to Bavi for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was known already. And therefore the Kasha of the Biskarov will not be Shreya at all. Now in this member of Rav Zeira Amarav, the Gvura Sri makes another important point. He says that the 13 Paroiches in the second Beis HaMikdosh included Shtayim Bedvir, two that separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ushtayim Kenegdon Ba'aliyah. An additional two Paroiches that were in the Aliyah, in the attic, above the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there as well there were two Paroiches to separate between the Aliyah of the Kodesh and the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Gvur Sri over here points out, he says, why was it necessary to have two Paroiches? He says, Bishlam Alamata, to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We saw earlier on Daf Nun Aleph from Beis that since they had a Sofik, whether the one Amma area of the Amma Traxin was Kodesh or Kodesh HaKadoshim, so they had to make two. But in the Aliyah, why was it necessary to have two? And he says, really, this is telling in the Machloikis that we saw on Daf Nun Aleph from Beis between the Tosis and the Tosis Ishonim, why exactly it was necessary to have two Paroiches. Tosis over there explained that since the Pasuk says the Paroiches has to be Mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it has to be exactly on the border, and since they were Mesupik, where exactly the border was, so they had to have two Paroiches. The Tosis Hashanah, however, explains differently. He says since they had a Sofik, what was the status of that one Amma, they did not want anyone accidentally to treat it as Kodesh, when actually it might be Kodesh HaKadoshim. They were afraid that a Kohen might walk in that one Amma, and he'll be going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without realizing it. So they had to have one Paroiches in the outside of the Amma, closer to the Kodesh, so that no one will go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they also had to have an additional Paroiches in the inside, so that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur does not come accidentally to be Makter the Keteres in that one Amma, which might actually be Kodesh. So in order to treat that one Amma as a Sofik, they put a Paroiches on both sides. And the Gvur Sri asks like this, that if you hold, like the Shita of Taisvis, that there has to be a Paroiches exactly on the border, then we understand why Lamala as well, there also was a din that there has to be a Paroiches being Mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Achreinim quote Yushalmi that says like this, that there has to be a Havdalah in the Aliyah as well between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So according to Taisa, since we don't know exactly where the border is, there has to be two Paroiches to serve this purpose. However, according to the Taisa's Ishanim, so Bishlama, the outer Paroiches, we understand. The Aliyah also had to have this outer Paroiches, so that no one will go into the Aliyah of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which also has Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, the inner Paroiches, what is the purpose of that? No Avodah was done there was no Ktiris done in the Aliyah, so why was it necessary to have a second Paroiches? And from this, the Gvura Sri proves, not like the Tosfos Hashanah, rather like Tosfos, that we needed two Paroiches because there's a din that the Paroiches has to be Mavdil exactly between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Mikdash David Simon Aleph, Ois Hei, he brings this same Raya to Shita of Tosfos, and not like the Tosfos Hashanah. Now in the Ha'aris from Rabbi Yashiv, he wants to be Madchik that you'll have to say, according to the Tosfos Hashanah, the reason why we needed two Paroiches above in the Aliyah as well is because if someone will see in the Aliyah that there's only one Paroiches and it's the outside of this one Amma of Safik, he may come to the conclusion that that Amma really is part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And since we do not want anyone to make that mistake, so even in the Aliyah we put two Paroiches to show clearly that it's a Safik. Now one final point on this Inyan. In the first base of Mikdash, we don't find anywhere what exactly was Mavdil in the Aliyah between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Radvaz on the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Yud Zayin, he says that in the first Beis HaMikdash there was one Pereches that was Mavdal in the Aliyah between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Below there was an Amatraxin, but above he assumes that there was no wall, there was just a Pereches, and he says that there was only one Pereches. And the pshat would be that in the first Beis HaMikdash, they did not have a suffix about that one Amma. They knew whether it was Kodesh or Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore they just needed one Pereches, and they put it at one of the ends of this Amma, the end that they knew was really the actual border between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, as we mentioned, he says a different pshat, that when we said, B'shosh HaHoy Yisrael, O'ilun Regel, Megalalem Lehemes HaPereches, Umar Lehemes HaKruvim, he says it was talking about the Migdash Sheni, and even though there were no Kruvim by the Migdash Sheni, it's referring to the Kruvim Ditzurasa. Now the Rashash points out, what did Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov not like about the first Teretz? And the Rashash says, surely he was maskim that there was a Pereches Debavi, like we explained earlier, that everyone was maskim to that, the Psukim and Melachim are Mavur like that. And the Rashash says that Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov was trying to gain that we should not have to get involved in the Isra of Elo Yuvayu Liris Kevala HaKodesh. Perhaps he held that even in the Bayis Rishayin, it would have been usher to look at the Aron. And therefore he wants to answer that we're talking about the Bayis Sheni, and the Kruvim means Kruvim Ditzurasa. And on this, which was not one of the Klei HaMikdash, surely there was no din of Elo Yuvayu Liris Kevala HaKodesh. We don't have to be Mechadish, this Chiddush of Reb Nachman, that once Klal Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash, the Isser no longer applied. The Mashah is Mavur like this as well, because the Mashah says that really the Gemara before says that during the Migdash Sheni, the Isser of Lo Yuvayu Liris Kevala HaKodesh returned. And if so, the Mashah says, according to Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, that we're talking about the Migdash Sheni, why does this Kashan not come back? How were they allowed to look inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the Kruvim? And the Mashah says the Pshat is simply because the Kruvim Ditzurasa was not real Kruvim, and on that surely was not said the Isser of Lo Yuvayu Liris Kevala HaKodesh. This would surely seem to be the Pashtus, that the Kruvim Ditzurasa, which was only a picture, on that the Torah never said, V'lo Yuvayu Lirais. However, the Gvur Sari understands not like this. He asks the Mashal's Kasha, that during the Bayis Sheni, the Isser came back, how were they allowed to look at the Kruvim, and he doesn't say that Kruvim Ditzurasa is not Bechlal this Isser. He understands that it would also be included in the Isser of Lo Yuvayu Lirais. And he, because of this Kasha, he's Mechadesh, that the Kruvim Ditzurasa was not actually in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was in the Heichal. And once we say that it was in the Heichal, then the Gvur Sari says that surely it was not Bechlal the Isser. And he says, just like we find by the Shulchan, they picked up the Shulchan to show the Lechem Aponim to the Oilei Regalim. We see clearly that we were allowed to look at the Kalim that were in the Heichal. And therefore the Kruvim Ditzurasa as well, they were allowed to look at them, since they were not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they were in the Heichal. Now it's not clear from the Gvur Sari if he means to say that the original Isser of Lo Yuvayu Liris Kevala HaKodesh, even Bizman the Masois, was only referring to the Aron and not the other Kalim, or perhaps the Gvur Sari means that the Isser which is Negei L'Dayreis, the Isser Re'iyah, that only was on the Aron and not the rest of the Kalim that were in the Heichal. But Al Kaparim, this is the Chiddush of the Gvur Sari, that the Kruvim Ditzurasa were not in the Kodesh HaKodosh, and rather they were in the Heichal. And it's based on his raya from the fact that there was no problem even during the second Beis HaMikdash when there was an Isser of Lo Yuvayu Liris Kevala HaKodesh. However, according to the Marashah and the Rishash, this would seem to be the Pashtus, the Kruvim Ditzurasa, which was not a Kli Bechlal, on that surely was not said the Pasuk of Lo Yuvayu Liris. And therefore you do not have to be Mechadish that it was not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pashtus would be that it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the same place where the original Kruvim were. Now, in these words of the Gemara, Kruvim Ditzurasa, Taisus has an Arichos, it's actually a tshuva of the Maram Mirutenberg, where he discusses at length different dinim of what types of tsurais, what types of figures one is allowed to make, or one is allowed to have, figures of malachim, figures of people, of the Shemesh v'Yareach, it's a sugin Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel. The Maram Mirutenberg was actually coming to answer a shayla that was posed to him about machzirim that have figures of chayois ve'oifois, is it a problem or not? And he answered l'maisa that it's not osir. However, he says it's not proper to have them because they distract a person from his kavanah and davening. Now, what exactly is the shayla? Why would it be osir, and why l'maisa does the Maram Mirutenberg say that it's mutter? So the makar is a sugyo in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel. It's a complicated sugyo. We'll try to say over briefly the different stadim, the different shitas of the Rishonim, and what comes out l'maisa l'halacha. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah quotes a pasuk, Le'sasun iti elehei kesef velehei zov, and the Gemara makes a drasha from these words, Le'sasun iti, Le'sasun kidmus shamoshai hamishamshim lefonai bamorim. That it's also to make a figure of the mishamshim, the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bamorim. The Gemara is mevur that this includes shamoshim shebemodur ha'elyoin. The Madar Elyon means the upper realms, which means Srafim, Vaifanim, different Malachim, and the Surah of the four Panim, which were on the Kisei HaKavod, Shar, Odom, Aryeh, and Nesher. The Gemara says also that this includes Shebe Madar HaTachtoin. Madar HaTachtoin means the Shemesh, V'yareach, V'kaychavim. All this is learned from the Pasuk of Leisasun Iti. Now the Gemara over there asks a Kasha from a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says that Rav Gamliel had a tablet with a diagram of many different forms of the shape of the moon. And when Adam came to be made on the new moon, he would ask them how exactly it looked. He would point to the different figures. And the Gemara asks, how was it that he was allowed to make the Tzura of the Levana? This is one of the things which is Asur, it's one of the Meshamshim in the Madara Tachtoin. On this, the Gemara answers that Acherim Osuloi, Rav Gamliel himself did not make this tablet, someone else, meaning a Goy, made it for him. On that, the Gemara continues that it should still be Osir Derabanan. The Gemara proves that there's an Isir Derabanan, even if one did not make one of these figures. Just to have them is also Osir Mishum Chshada. Someone who sees him having it will think that he's using it for Avodah Zarah. Others learn Chshada differently, that it means people might think that he himself made it, and he was over the Isir. But Al Kapanim, that's what the Gemara comes out, that all these Tzuris are Osir Midarabanan Mishum Chshada, even if one did not make them. And that the Gemara answers that Rav Gamliel was allowed to have it. There was not a problem of chshad because it was a place where many people came and a place where Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom, there's no Isser Derabanan of chshad. So far we know that there's an Isser Deraisa to make these Tzurais. And additionally, there's an Isser Derabanan, even if one did not make them, just to have them, there's an Isser Mishum Chshada, which the Gemara says in certain instances, this chshad does not apply and it will be mutter even Midarabanan. Now the Maharal Mirunberg asks, from the Psukim in Melachim, which the Gemara quotes over here, the Psukim describe how they made tzurais of different kruvim and lions and different animals, not only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which Aztug is referring to, but in the Heichal and other places in the Beis HaMikdash, they made all types of tzurais. And the Maharal Mirunberg asks, how is this allowed? Why is it not a problem of Leisasun Iti? And he gives two terutzim to this kasha. First, he says, is that it was Alpia Dibur. Like the Pasuk says, Akol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alay Hiskil. The exact description, how the Beis HaMikdash should look, was given over to David ben Nevuah. And therefore, over here, it was Mutter. Now, the Siach Yitzchak points out that Tosis himself says earlier over here that something which is Osir Min HaTorah, Ein HaNavi Rashoi L'Chadish Dover. Even if a Navi comes and says that he had a Nevuah otherwise, that is not matter something which is Osir Min HaTorah. So how could Tosis over here say that it was told to David ben Nevuah to be matter making these tzurais? And the Siach Yitzchak says the pshat is like this, that over here really, the Torah already says a heter to make the kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was already huter bechloloi eitzel gavoya. We were already told that in the Beis HaMikdash, this Isser does not always apply. And therefore, if a Navi comes and tells us that this same heter extends to other tzurais in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not considered that the Navi is being Mechadish Dover, and therefore it would not be included in this klal. Now the second teretz of Tosfos is Mechadish that this Isser of making Tzurais is only Betolish. It's not attached to a structure, but something which is attached to a Kaisel, and it's coming to make the Kaisel nicer, it's coming Linoi Ba'alma, then it's bottled to the Kaisel. It's considered part of the wall, and it's not considered its own entity, and would not be included in this Isser. Now to get back to the Shaila about the pictures in the Machzorim, which the Maharal Mirunberg was asked, so both of these terutzim do not help to be matter the pictures in the Machzorim. It's not Al-Pi Adibor, and it's not Mechubar to the Kaisel. So the Maharal Mirunberg says that Lamaisa either way it's mutter, and he says the Isser only is if you have a Tzura which is Boilet. It's three-dimensional. But he says Tzvayim, paint, or some type of coloring, Ein Behen Mamoshes Klal, and it's not Osir. And he starts out saying, first, that if a guy would make it, then it would be no problem to hold on to it. It wouldn't be a problem of chshad, since it does not have any mamoshes. And then he continues and he says, even more than that, it would be mutter even for Yisrael to make it if it does not have any height to it. It's a flat tzura. So that's one heter that he gives. And further on in Taisus, he says another heter, that the only thing which is osur to make a tzura of is either a adam, a person, or the four partsufim of the Kisei HaKavod. Adam, Aryeh, Shar, and Nesher, to make all four together in one tzura, that's also osur. Or the sun and the moon as well, the Shamashim Shebemodra Tachtoin. But the pictures that they made in the Machzorim of animals or flowers, on that either way there's no Isser Bechlal. Now Behemshech Taisis asks Akasha, if the Tzura of Adam on its own is already Aser, why do we have to Aser a Tzura of the four Partsufim? One of these four is Adam, and Adam on his own anyways is Aser to make. So Taisus over here later on answers this kasha. He says that we need the isser of the four partsufim to give a second isser. And as soon as the person makes a tzura of a adam, he's over one isser, but if he makes the other three tzuras together with it, he's over a second isser. Taisus in Avodah Zarah gives a second answer to this kasha, and he says that this is negeya if a person will find a tzura of a adam which has already been made, and he adds the other three tzuras. So he's not chayiv for making the tzura of the Adam, but by adding the other three, and now it's a complete tzura of the four partsufim, so he's also chayiv. Now in the end of Taisvis, the Maram Runberg adds another chiddush. He says that there's a difference between the tzurais of the Modar HaElyon, like tzuras Adam or the Arba partsufim. On those, the din is that not only is it asr to make, like Sasuniti asrs to make it, but he says that it's also usher to have them, even if someone else makes it, and that's an isser d'iraisa. It's not only mishum chshoda. And he understands that which the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says about the tzura of the chama or the levana, that if someone else makes it, then it's only usher mishum chshoda, adin d'rabanan, it's not usher d'iraisa. He understands that's only referring to the shamoshim shebemodar ha-tachtoin. And Tosfos explains how you see this from the psukim. There are two mahalchim in Tosfos, but Al-Koponim, that's how he holds halacha l'maisa, that the din is that to make the four partsufim or the tzuras adam, that is osur midairaisa, either to make it or to have it if someone else makes it. Masha enkein a tzura of the sun or the moon or the stars, this is only osur midairaisa to make it. To have it is not osur midairaisa, it's only mishum chshoda, and therefore, like the Gemara says, chshoda does not apply in all cases. So to summarize, the shita of the Maram Rudenberg is that to make a tzura of the shamoshim shebemodar ha'elyon, the malachim, or adam, or the four partsufim, that's osur midairaisa, either to make it or to have it. The tzurais of the modar ha'tachtoin, the sun, the moon, and the stars, it's osur midairaisa to make it. To have it is only osur midarabanan mishum chshoda. And the Maram Rudenberg holds that all these tzurais are only osur if they're boilit. If they're a flat tzura, then they do not have an isser bechlal, and he says not even an isser midarabanon of chshoda. Now the Maram Rudenberg does not say mefurish any chilik as far as this din that a flat tzura is mutter between the shamoshim shebemodar ha'elyon and the shamoshim shebemodar ha'tachtoin. Kipshutai, the Maram Rudenberg is saying that even the sun, the moon, and the stars would be mutter to make a tzura as long as they're flat if they're not boilit. However, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says clearly not like this. The Sirach Yitzchok in Eretz Sugyos says that perhaps the Maram Rudenberg is masking to this, even though he does not say it straightforward. But Tosfos Avodah Zarah proves from the fact that the Gemara asked the Kasha, how could Rav Gamliel have a tzura of the Levana? Why couldn't the Gemara simply answer that it was flat, it wasn't boilit? And from this, Tosfos concludes that the Shamashim Shebemodar HaTachtoin, the sun, the moon, and the stars, since the way we see them is not three-dimensional, to us it looks like a flat tzura. And therefore the Isser to make them is to make them in the way that they appear to us. And therefore even a flat tzura would be Osir to make the sun, the moon, and the stars. Now secondly, the Rishayim and Avodah Zarah, Tosfos as well as the Rosh, they argue on that which the Maram Rudenberg was Mechadish, that when the Gemara says Loisasin Iti is only an Isser Dereisa to make these tzurais, not to have them, that this is only referring to the Shamashim Shebemodar HaTachtoin, but a Tzuras Odom or Tzuras Arba Partsufim is Osir Dereisa even to have, the Rishayim argue and they say, no, the Gemara is not Mechalik. And therefore, even the Tzura of a Odom or the four Partsufim will be Mutar Midereisa to have them. The Isser is only to make them. It would only be Osir Midarbanon, Mishum Chshoda. Now, Lamaisa, these halachas are brought in Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Gimel, and Siv Dalid. The Mechaber in Siv Dalid says that there's a chilik between the Tzura of Adam or the Arba Partzufim. Those are Osir only if they're boilit. But a flat Tzura is not Osir. Whereas the Tzura of a Chamo or the Lavona, that he says is Osir even if it's a flat Tzura. Like Tosis in Avodah Zarah says that it's Muchach from the Sugya over there, that even a flat tzura of the Shemesh or the Yireach is Osir as well. Now as far as the Machloikis between the Maharami Rutenberg and the Rishayim and Avodah Zarah, a tzura of a Adam which was made by a Goy, is there Isser Shehiya Midairaisa or Midarabonon? So the Ramah in Sif Gimel is Muchach that it's only Midarabonon, it's Mishum Chshodo, and the Shach and the Taz say like this as well. Now this is very much Nageya to the Shaila about a doll of a child. Is it a problem to own a doll? So this is discussed in the Paiskim. However, according to the Maharam in Rutenberg in Er Sugyo, who holds that a tzura of a Adam is Osir Midei Raisa to own, then there will be no Shaila B'chal, it would be poshut that it's Osir. The Shaila is only since we Paskin, like the Shita of the Rishonim, that Midei Raisa, the Isser only is to make it, not to own it. The Isser to own it is only Yidin Darbonon Mishum Chshodo, and that the Paiskim discuss, is this Chshad Negei Alamaisa in Er Days by a doll of a child? And the Paiskim quote a Chochmas Odom, which is Mashma, that in Er Day and Age there is no Chshad, and in the Truvas Yechav Adas, Chelek Gimel, Simen Samach Gimel, he's Mater Lamaisa. However, the Shevet Alevi, Reb Vosner Shlita, he assers in Chelek Zayin, Simen Kuf Lamed Dalid, he discusses a number of different shailas on the sugya. Now what's Negeya also Lamaisa is the shaila about a tzura of the sun or the moon. Like we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that by these tzuras there's no heter even if it's not boilit. And therefore it would seem to be a problem to draw a picture of the sun or the moon. And for this reason, many people are knowing that if they draw a sun, that it should not be a complete sun, rather it should be partially blocked. Now in this tshuva from Rav Vosner, he has an interesting shaila about taking a picture of a sun. To photograph a sunset, is this a problem as well? And he says that it would seem to be that even if taking the picture would not be osir, because perhaps that's not called that you're making the tzura, it's happening on its own, but he says that it would seem to be a problem just to have it. Shehiya, to hold on to it, also should be osir. However, again, here the Isser Shehiya is surely only within the Arbanon Mishum Chshad, and therefore the Paiskim discuss that perhaps in our day and age, this inyan of Chshad would no longer be Negeya. Now the Gemara at the top of Amud Beis, Omrei Shlokish, B'shosh Nichnasu Nochrim Leheichol, Ro Kruvim Hamurim Ze Beze, Hoitzin Leshok V'Amru Yisrael Halalu Shebrachosin Brocha, V'Kilalosin Klala Yasku B'Dvarim Halalu, Miyad Hezilam Shenemar, Kol Mechabdeh Hezilua Ki Ro Ervosa. Now the Ritva over here asks Akasha, B'Shem the Rimagash, that the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Avtzadik Tesom and Aleph, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Bizman Shal Yisrael Oisim Ritzani Shal Mokoim, then the Kruvim are Pneim Ishal Ochiv, they're facing each other. When they're Ein Oisim Ritzani Shal Mokoim, then they're Pneim El Abayis, they're facing away from each other. How could it be, the Rami Magash asks, that at the time of the Churban, when Klai Yisrael was on such a low level that they deserved the Churban Habayis, that they were still facing each other? L'chair, this was surely Bizman that they were Ein Oisim Ritzani Shal Mokoim. And the Ritva brings Yesh Metarsim, there are those that want to answer that the Gemara Baba Basra is referring to the Kruvim that were during the Bayis Rishon. However, here the Gemara is referring to the Kruvim the Tsurasa in the Bayis Sheni, they always were facing each other, so that's what our Gemara is referring to, that the Nachrim saw the Kruvim facing each other when they came by the Churban of the Bayis Sheni. However, the Ritva asks on this that the Gemara in Amud Aleph seems to say that they rolled up the pareches so that Klai Yisrael could see the Kruvim, so that they should see the chibah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for them. And the Gemara in one teret says that this was referring to the second Beis HaMikdosh, it's referring to the Kruvim Ditzurasa. The Gemara's mashma, that even the Kruvim Ditzurasa sometimes faced each other and sometimes faced away. And that was the point, that they rolled up the pareches to see the Kruvim facing each other. And therefore the Ritva brings the second teret, that really you could be talking about even during the Bayis Rishon. And Einichanami, when it was Ein Oisim Ritzayin HaShemokim, they would be facing away. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes L'Ra'ah. He bedafka made that the Kruvim were facing each other, so that the Goyim will be Mezalzel in the Yidden even more. Now the Siach Yitzchak points out, that Rashi is clearly learning this Gemara by the second Beis Hamikdash, the Kruvim Ditzurasa. Rashi in Divrei Maschil Haitziyom Lashuk, Rashi says, Kiplum min ha-koisel. They peeled the Tzura off of the wall to bring it out and be mezalzel in Klal Yisrael. And he says, why does Rashi want to learn that we're referring to the second Beis Hamikdash? If anything, the Parshas would be that it's referring to the first Beis Hamikdash, like the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Kol Mechabdeh Hiziluo Kiro Er Vasa. This is referring to Churban Bayis Rishon. Why does Rashi want to learn that we're talking about Churban Bayis Sheni? And he says that perhaps Rashi was bothered by this Kasha of the Ritva. How could it be that during the Churban they were facing each other? And from that, Rashi concluded that we were not talking about the Bayis Rishon, because then Enechanami, the Kruvim, would have been facing away from each other. Rather, we were talking about during the second Beis HaMikdash, there the Kruvim always faced each other, and that's how they were able to be Mezalzel. Now, if so, the Kasha would come back. The Ritva asked, how could the Gemara and Omer Aleph say that they rolled up the Pereches to see the Kruvim, which means the Kruvim did Surasa? How did that prove the Chiba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They were always facing each other. They were made that way, and they never changed. And there are those that want to answer that Enechanami, what they were showing Klal Yisrael, was the fact that the Kruvim were originally made this way. They were made Me'urim Zebezeh. This was to show the Chiba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. So Enechanami, they did not change their direction, but nevertheless, this showed the Chiba, the fact that they were made originally embracing one another. The Siach Yitzchak, however, says another Pshat in Rashi. He says that perhaps Rashi wanted to learn we're talking about the second Beis HaMikdash, because if we're referring to the first Beis HaMikdash, then this is totally in the Machoikis we saw earlier on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, whether the Aron at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash was Nignaz or Nital. According to the Man D'Amar that it was Nignaz, so by the time the Goyim came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron was gone already. It was already buried. And this would have to go only according to the Tanoim that hold that it was Nital, it was taken away to Bavel. And in order not to get involved in this Machoikis, Rashi explains this Gemara that we're talking about, the second Beis HaMikdash. Now the original Kasha of the Ritva, B'shem the Rimagash, how could it be that the Kruvim were Me'urim Zeb Zeb Zman HaChurbin? There's a famous teretz from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It's brought in the Sefer, Sichos Musar. He says over there that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an einish to Klal Yisrael, he's marchik them, but when one is compelled to punish someone who he has ava to, so at the time of the punishment itself, he has to also show chiba, he has to show love as well. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of the Churban, even though he had to punish them so terribly, nevertheless it was also a time of tremendous ava. Therefore the Kruvim were Me'urim Zebezet to symbolize this ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Klal Yisrael, even in the darkest of moments. Now there's one final teretz that we'll mention. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky quoted Rabbi Shach. He answered this kasha differently, that even though Bizman Klal Yisrael ain oisim retainu shamokoim, the Kruvim face away from each other, however, at the time when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, they came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, relative to the Hanhoga of the Goyim, who were so much inferior to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that Klal Yisrael is still far more choshev than they are. Even when Klal Yisrael is at their lowest point, like they were at the time of the Churban, but relative to the Goyim, Klal Yisrael is still called Oisim Ritzayne Shal Mokin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.